especially if you're visiting with us. You look at that and you say, pigweeds and cotton fields. Jerry, how in the world are you going to get a biblical sermon out of that? Stay with me for 15 minutes, and then we'll see from there. Inevitably, if you put a group of farmers together over the last couple of years, or any time you get a bunch of them together, and there's going to be some sort of talk amongst themselves. They're going to be talking about the prices of our commodities or the lack of it, and they're going to talk about input prices and the prices of the equipment, and some of them will talk about the prices of their irrigation or their grain bin supplies. But inevitably, they'll start talking about the eradication of pigweeds. Pigweeds are a big problem when it comes to the farm, simply because we're kind of tough to get rid of. They're there, and we can't do anything with them. There's things that can do with it, and then that causes problems there whenever we start talking about the ways to eradicate them. But if you had the opportunity back last fall, whenever the cotton was in full bloom and you had the ways to travel around and see it, maybe you've got to go east out to across 60 or out across the ridge, or maybe down in the Boot Hill across the ridge, and you just seen these great big cotton fields, one of the greatest cotton crops that I have ever seen. We had customers that had picked some of the greatest cotton that they had ever had the opportunity to harvest. But if you look at the picture, what do you see? Do you see the cotton fields, or do you see the weeds? And that's what, you know, one of the things that we get to look at, because I've got a customer that we see that I'll be going down the road and I'll call him and I say, hey, I done a pigweed count on this farm here, and you got three out there. Well, we just picked them, or we just pulled them up, we cut them, chopped them, sprayed them, we just done that here a couple of weeks ago. You got three. And he knows that I'm joking and carrying on, but I seen the pigweeds. And that's the things that we got to watch for. But is the pigweed a good problem or a bad problem? And I think we can tie this into our everyday life and the way it is. You see the pigweed growing in the field of cotton there, and it's already 6 or 8 inches higher than what the cotton is. So it's really a challenge that it just keeps on and it keeps on and it keeps on growing. Jesus said in Matthew 13:24-36, he said, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who had sowed good seed in his field, but while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And that's what's happening in our fields today, that these weeds just keep coming up and coming up and coming up. You can see them in soybeans, you can see them in rice, not so much in the rice fields, but you'll see them on the levees and on the edges around them. You can see them in the cotton fields, you see them in the wheat, you see them in the corn fields, and we'll get to one on the corn field here just in a minute. But they're everywhere. And they get in your gardens, they'll show up in your yards, they'll show up in your fence rows and your landscaping. We just can't deal with them. But are they good or bad? We'll determine that in a minute. And if we look at the pigweeds in our lives and compare the pigweed to sin and the way that it's growing above, and maybe it's growing faster than our plant. Maybe it's growing faster with our knowledge in the Word of God. Maybe it's growing faster than our faith is, and it's producing more, and it can be detrimental to our lives. But sometimes these crazy things become resistant. And that's kind of what the pigweed has done now. It's been growing so rampant and so long that trying to kill it is next to impossible. We go out and we can spray it, and it'll get sick for a few days, and then it'll kind of flourish. It seems like we just kind of, instead of trying to kill it, it fertilizes it. And it just keeps on keeping on, but that's part of it. And there is some chemicals out there now that can combat this problem, but they're so volatile that the drift and everything will damage other crops. Real problem. That's for another story. But they become resistant. And sometimes that's the way the pigweeds in our lives are. If we let those pigweeds grow up and get so large and so dominating in our lives and let that sin become that focus or keep on, then it becomes resistant to the Word of God. Paul tells the Ephesians in chapter 6 and verse 11, he says, put on the whole armor of God. Put it all on. That way you can be aware. That way you can defeat the scheme of the devil that's coming around you, Jerry paraphrased. Keep it away. You can fight it off. And those are some things that we can do to help fight off the sin in our lives. And really with the pigweeds, you know, and that's the same way that we have to in our farms. We look in our operations and we want to do everything that we can to make it as profitable as we can. But we also want to do that in our spiritual lives, that we want to do everything that we can to make our lives profitable for God. That way we can reap the rewards that He has for us to offer. So we've got to watch out that our sin becomes so resistant that it forgets and it takes over and we forget the Word of God. And that way we can take and continue on growing for Him. But the main thing of it is get rid of it. That's the main thing. On our crop, on our farm, at our house, the guys that farm our ground, they do this very thing right here. And this is the best way to get rid of pigweeds in a field, is just go out and just yank them up. Yank them up, throw them in a trailer, take them off somewhere and dispose of them. Pile them at the end and pick them up and burn them. And that's the way it is with sin in our lives. We need to get rid of it. Jesus said in Matthew 13 and 30, He said, let both grow together. And He's talking about the crops. He's talking about the wheat and the tares, the weeds here. He said, let them both go together. That way you don't damage the crop going out and get it at a certain time. He said, let them both grow together until the harvest. At the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. That's the way it is. We get rid of it. We get rid of it in our lives. And then He also said in 31, continuing on, He said, He put another parable before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that the man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but has grown. When it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds of air can come and make nests in its branches. And that's the thing you got to watch out with pigweeds. They just continue growing. They continue growing. They just keep pushing. And they've got these little bitty seeds. You can take them whenever they get to the seeding point, and you can shake them and just cover the ground with them. And these seeds will go everywhere. And that's the way the wind will pick it up, and it'll blow these seeds across the field, over into your neighbor's field. And you just got to watch for it. And that's the way it is whenever we dispose of sin in our lives, that it just takes and it just keeps on growing. And then if it comes seed, and then we're scattering it, and then we're making bad seed. We're sowing bad seed, like Jesus talked about in the first part of chapter 13 that we had this morning. We've got to watch out for where we sow our seeds. They're persistent. Pigweeds are persistent. They just keep on growing. Here's a picture of a pigweed in a cornfield. I noticed a cornfield back last fall before harvest. You know, corn, when it's harvested, it's typically a good crop would be 8, 9, maybe 10 feet tall. A stalk can be that tall and just growing. And here's a pigweed that I noticed going down the highway that was a good foot and a half, 2 foot taller than the corn. And it was just kept on. It kept on growing. And that's the way sin is in our lives. It just keeps on growing and keeps on growing. It just keeps on reaching. But I want to share with you a thought that we can gain something good, if there is a good thing about pigweeds, that we can gain from a pigweed this morning. Flip over to Philippians chapter 3. We'll look at what Paul told the Philippians. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12 and 14, he says, not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, I forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That's the way pigweeds are. Pigweed, whenever it's growing, if you'll notice out in the fields, or if you notice in what pictures we've had this morning, they've just kept growing. They're taller than whatever's around them, and they just kept pushing. If we take the bad out of the good, out of the pigweed, and we take the sin out of it in a correlation to our lives, and then replace that to Jesus, and then we're growing around everything else around us. You look at that pigweed, and it's just stretching. It's just stretching its way up everywhere it goes. It's just continuing to be, whether it's soybeans or cotton or corn or whatever it's in, it wants to be taller than that around. And it just keeps on looking. And as Paul tells the Philippians, he said, I'm straining. I'm reaching toward that goal of Jesus. That's the way the pigweed is. That's the good part of something that we can gain by a lesson from pigweeds. You know, it's really a challenge in farming operations today to be productive. You know, we want to be, all the farm operations that we have the opportunity to work with, they always want to be productive. If you take an operation that doesn't have that desire, it's short-lived. Same way with our Christian lives. If we've got that life that has the desire to be productive for Jesus, always reaching up to strain what's ahead, looking forward. But if we sit there and just let that sin dominate us, and we don't do anything about it, and we don't cultivate those weeds that are in our lives and get those out of our way, and then sin has taken over and we give up. Sometimes we give up. Maybe we want to be better. Maybe we want to get it out of our lives, but we don't know how. We've become resistant to God's Word from time to time whenever sin takes our lives over. Think about this. Pigweed is a dominating figure in a field, good or bad. We can't find a good in pigweeds in our crops. We just can't do it. We can't find it. But we can find good in a relationship whenever we replace the sin with God, and then we grow like that pigweed and press toward what He'd have us to do, always reaching for heaven. Always reaching for that goal that He'd have us to have. That Christ-like attitude to work for Him. And be persistent. Keep on keeping on. Strain, as Paul said in Philippians. Strain. Forget the past. We can use it to remind us not to go back to that. But always reaching forward. Always pressing on to that higher mark that Jesus would have with us. Pigweeds and cotton fields. Sin and life. A correlation from God's Word. Let's pray together this morning. Father God, we want to thank You for the day and the blessings of it, Father, and we'd ask that You'd be with us and strengthen us, and may we always be aware of the sin that's around us, Father, and do what we can to keep it out of our lives and to help our brothers and our sisters on their way to keep it out of theirs, and strengthen each other in that. But also, Father, let us always be looking for You and straining toward what You'd have us to do, putting You at our forefront and our focus, and always reaching toward You. Whenever we reach toward us, You open Your arms and You accept us. Forgive us of our sins. Thank You for Jesus. In His name that we pray. Amen. I don't know what your lives are this morning. I don't know what weeds you might have in your life. I don't know. But one thing I do know, if you need the help of Jesus, He'll accept you. Whether it's put on Him in baptism and be able to walk that newness life, put that sin behind you, become more persistent for Him, resistant to the devil, resistant to sin, and then He will help you on your journey. Or maybe you've had those weeds in your lives that have kind of overtaken it or kind of got in the way and kind of interrupted your focus on what God would have you to do. I do know one thing, that if you need some help, this congregation will pray for you. This congregation will help you any way that they can to grow and to mature and be that solid Christian, that radiant beam of light that God wants us to have on this hillside of sin that we live, that lives around us. Maybe there's some things in your lives that you just need some help with, just some struggles, that have come up. This church would be glad to help you in whatever that may be. If we can help you any way this morning, let it be known as Steve leads us in our song. Let's stand and sing.